Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and I was just looking at the calendar just a couple of minutes ago and cannot believe we are more than halfway through the month of September already. I mean, one more week. Where's the time going? I have no idea. Well, if you're new to the program, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Yeah, we have all four of those saturated in the Word of God. Well, friend, welcome to the program. And each and every Sunday, we try to have a theme or a main devotional thought. And today, we are focusing on one that is the foundation of Christianity, and that is faith. Hebrews 11:1 explains faith by faith being the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's right. We're going to talk about that today, faith. So I hope you can join me right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power. In the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's power in the blood. 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 There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the precious blood of the Lamb.
listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I sure hope you are having yourself a great weekend. I hope you're having yourself a great Sunday. We had, I had a great weekend. Actually, I am having a great weekend. In fact, yesterday I had the entire house to myself. It was wonderful. It was great. It was great. My wife and my family, they were out running errands and had to take care of some stuff that, took for most of the day, so I had the entire day to myself, and it was just fantastic. So I did some small stuff around the house, but for the most part, I really enjoyed that. So that's a blessing from time to time, just having the entire house to myself. Don't have to worry about any responsibilities or anything like that. So that was well-deserved, I do have to say. Hey, today we are talking about faith right here on Sunday Worship. Matthew chapter 14, verse 26 says, "When the disciples saw him," that's Jesus, "walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid.' 'Lord, if it's you,' Peter replied, 'tell me to come to you on the water.' 'Come,' he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You of little faith,' he said, 'why did you doubt?' And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down." Tell you what, Peter had some great faith when he stepped out onto the water. But then he allowed his immediate surroundings to hinder his walk. See, Peter's faith began with a tremendous, bold step, but it required a level of focus that he wasn't used to. Follow through. That was the problem. Those pesky waves and the wind and the way he usually thought about and experienced water, which was not something that generally supports your feet, by the way. Now, we all know what Peter should have done, right? He should have kept his eyes on the Lord, not the waves. What was he doing? Well, that's easy for us to say. But how many of us ever stepped out of the boat? I didn't notice any of the other disciples playing follow the leader with Peter. They all just stood in the boat, just looked at him. You got to give them credit for getting out of the boat. Make sure you live life keeping your focus on the Lord, because you can be totally confident the waves will come once you're out of the boat. But watching the Lord of life walking there with you will give you the vision to follow through. Focusing on faith on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sing. We'll walk by His side in the trust and obey.
That beautiful song. Friend, you are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. I hope you're having yourself a great weekend today. We are focusing on faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." You know, throughout the Bible, the faith of the saints was never something passive, but rather a faith of action. If Abraham never acted on his faith, he would have never have departed to the land of milk and honey, or birthed a new nation. If Moses never acted on his faith, he would have never have led the children of Israel out of Egypt. If David never acted on his faith, he would have never defeated Goliath. See, the Bible is filled with stories of saints whose faith was put into action. Action which God met with his own supernatural power to produce wonderful, miraculous, and astounding results. God is a rewarder of faith. So put your faith into action today and let your actions be fueled by your faith. And perhaps this will be a new day of miracles, breakthroughs, and victory. For a life of faith is a life of victory. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Savior's side, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It is so hard to believe that it's already September the 23rd. Where in the world is this time going? It's going by way too quickly. Amen. Yeah, just way too quickly. Hey, we are talking about today faith. Hebrews talks about how without faith, it is impossible to please God. And I'll tell you what, one of the greatest stories that I just love and just such an encouragement is in the Bible when David and Goliath squared off and David won. It's because it's such a great story, in fact, that the world has come to make use of it. A prime example of this is when the underdog faces an invincible champion in about any sports. And the commentators always make mention of David and Goliath. Have you ever noticed that? So imagine the scene at the time of David. The children of Israel were small compared to the Philistines. Here they are faced with this enormously frightening giant, Goliath, a champion of the Philistines. Yet all the Israelites shook in their sandals, saying, "Goliath's too big. Goliath's too big for us to hit." All but one young little David. Instead of fearing Goliath's enormity, David saw his size to be an advantage. He said, on the contrary, that Goliath is too big to miss. That day, David became a hero for the Israelites, and his name would be remembered well, even to this day. Friend, it all depends on our viewpoint, the way we see our circumstances. We can either walk in doubt, asking, "Can God do this?" Or we can walk in faith, proclaiming, "God is able to. He may choose not to rescue me from this situation because He wants me to grow in faith, but our God is able, because He is still on His throne. The cross of Christ still stands, and hallelujah, the tomb is still empty." Friend, we all have some scary Goliaths to face in our lives. You may be facing one right now. Friend, have faith. Have faith that God is able to. He is able. In our greatest distress, God wants to show Himself powerful. So let's walk in faith for his victory.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Yeah.
Prince and the Signature Sound, and He Touched Me. What a beautiful song right here on Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Krill. Thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you as part of your Sunday, part of your weekend. Friend, I pray that you enjoy the rest of your day. I pray that you will have a wonderful week walking in the Spirit of God this weekend. If there's anything you need from me between now and the next time we meet, drop me a line. I love to be praying for you. If you just need some encouragement, or you just want to drop a line and say hey, or maybe even request a song, send me a message through email. It's joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's my email address. That's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I pray that you have a great rest of the weekend, and remember that you are salt, and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.